You're listening to Success on 91.3 WHJE. I'm Anna Nelson. In this episode of Success, I interviewed Tina Jessen, the founder of Tina's Traditional Tea Room in Carmel. Welcome to the interview. Thanks for sitting down with me.
Hi there. I'm Tina Jessen from Tina's Traditional Old English Tea Room here in Carmel.
Okay, first can you just tell me how you came up with the idea of creating an English kitchen?
That's a really good question, but I only know English food being English, and I only know about English tea rooms, so it just made a lot of sense to me to do something that I know more about than anything else, so that's why we ended up with the kitchen here.
Why did you choose to set up the business in Carmel?
Well, that's a really good question too, but Carmel has a very European feel to it. The fact that we can walk around the Arts District, the fact that I was able to find a period property, all lends itself to the whole idea of having a traditional tea room that's very English in a very old building. I mean, this building dates back to the 1880s, so it couldn't be a better location for us.
Can you tell me a little bit about the history and like how you first started it?
Well, I first came to America in 2008, and I wasn't really sure what I was going to do with myself. My husband moved us here through his job with Rolls-Royce, so I'd left everything behind and wanted to start over. And I started off by selling scones at farmers markets to see if people got the baked goods that we usually eat in England. And it really started from that. And a little while later, I was doing tea parties for people in their homes or at their churches. And then somebody said, would you ever open a tea room? And I thought, what a great idea that is. So that's the history, really.
So I read that you have special events here. Can you just tell me a little bit about how those work?
Yes, we do English-themed literary events. So we've done things like Jane Austen and Doctor Who. This month we've got a couple of really cool things coming up. We have a Sherlock Holmes murder mystery evening, and we have our Harry Potter High Tea in the Dark, which we always run around Halloween. So we're not normally open in the evening, but one or two Fridays in the month we run these special events from about 6 o'clock till 8 o'clock, by reservation only. People dress up, we put some amazing food on that represents the theme, and we just have a lot of fun.
Okay, I also saw that you have tea talks every once in a while. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, there's so much to learn about tea. We have about 20 different loose leaf teas here, and I went through a lot of tea education before I opened the tea room. And it's helpful, I think, to share that knowledge with people. And there's so many health benefits from tea, and there's so much history around tea, that it just seemed a good idea to offer some education. And we do these at various libraries around the city at various times throughout the year, and they can be very informative. And sometimes we take tea samples along as well, so people can actually get to taste what they're hearing about.
What do you think makes Tina's different from other businesses in Carmel?
Okay, that's a really good question. I think what makes Tina's different is we aren't just about food and good service, but we're about being as authentically British as possible. So it's about the whole experience. So from the moment you walk through the door and you see the vintage china teacups on the tables, which are covered in white linen and lace, it makes you feel like you've stepped back in time and stepped into the UK. And you'll not find any television screens here. It's all very relaxed and just helps people to unplug. And I've not come across anywhere quite like that here.
What do you enjoy most about your job?
Oh, wow. I love meeting with the people and sharing family recipes with them, because it's just me and my husband that live here, so I don't have any family that live in the US. So all my guests are like extended family to me, and just the fact that we're giving a little education, a little experience, and we just have made so many good friends while we've been here. It really makes me feel very humble and makes my heart happy.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Oh my goodness. Well, we appreciate you coming in and having a chat with us today. As you can hear in the background, it's quite busy. We've got an 80th birthday party going on today. And yesterday we had a five-year-old's birthday party. So we really do cater for everyone, no matter what the age. And it's just a lot of fun. And come in and see us soon.
Thank you. I appreciate you taking time out of your day for the interview.
You're more than welcome. Thank you.
For WHJE, this has been Anna Nelson. Thanks for listening to the podcast Success. You can find all podcast episodes at WHJE.com.